In this, easily the most coherent episode of NSFW ever, we are joined by Brett the Amtrekker Roundsville. Why? Well, we put together the most complex YouTube adventure game ever conceived. Also, we find a video where a bunch of girls embarrass themselves and we talk about it. Brian is made red, and you are made whole with laughter on NSFW Show.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for NSFW is brought to you by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is NSFW episode 123, recorded on April 17th, 2012. Hot Problems in Corpstown.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.com, the fast and easy way to create a high-quality website or blog. For a free trial and 10% off your first purchase on new accounts, go to Squarespace.com and use offer code NSFW4.
And Netflix. Watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on your PC, Mac, iPad, iPhone, or TV instantly. All stream directly to you, saving you time, money, and hassle. For your free 30-day trial, go to Netflix.com/twit.
Thanks for inviting me over and giving me all these beers.
Robert, you brought that yourself.
God.
Look, we've got to talk about your drinking. You have a problem.
You got a problem.
No, I'm not the only one that thinks this is getting out of control. James, we're here to tell you we think you need to stop drinking. We're your friends, and we don't want to see you get hurt.
It's not like I drink and drive or do anything to anybody else when I get drunk.
You're not yourself when you drink.
I can stop anytime I want.
When you get drunk, you turn into Bill Cosby.
That's ridiculous, Theo.
My name's Ricky. Do you see what you're doing right now? Do you see what you're doing to us? It's not even a good Cosby. Where did you get that green screen? He had to choreograph that.
Well, at least he's getting better. That is my favorite opening.
Woo! And that means it is go time for NSFW, the new show full of wind.
There's the man.
New sauce for the Webernets, the show nominally safe for work. For worse, for better, or for worse. That's what the show is. Howdy, guys. My name is Brian Brushwood. I'm here with my BFFs, Brett the Ram Trekker Houseville, and of course, part man, part machine, all hobo. It's Justin Robert Young. What's going on, JRY?
I think you may have gotten the intro mixed up, Brian.
No, I think I did everything exactly correct, as I always do.
Clearly, Brett is the part android, and I am, my given name was Ounceville.
Oh my gosh, well now I've got it all messed up.
You do? Yeah, well you done goofed, Bri. But I'll tell you what, we're gonna make it up for it to everybody in this episode. Boy, do we got just a treasure trove of hilarity. We are going to do something. Brian, this episode in and of itself might be unwatchable. Now wait, before you say I'm gonna turn it off, because that's like a horrible warning.
It's like getting your butt waxed. It's not fun, but it'll be smooth for many weeks to come.
And that's a good thing.
Well, yes. Right? I mean,
because later on, someone's going to see your butt and be like, wow, you got a wax? That's great.
Yeah. Yes. You're like, I really like the fact that it's waxed now. It was not pleasant to wax it, but I'm glad to have the benefit of the waxing.
Because they'll look right into that wax job and they'll see themselves and they'll just even start singing.
Like, I like that, the fact you said they look right.
Is they'll see each other for weeks.
I like the fact that you said they look right into the wax job. Like, that sounds like a crazy person who's waxed.
Okay. For some reason, I almost gave your daughter, Josie, has like a mugging face. And for some reason, that's all I want.
That's it. That's the one.
It's her.
You realize ever since you made a big deal, and it's clear to her that that's funny now. That's what she always does. Like, she'll call me. She'll go, Dad, Dad, Dad. And I'll run over. I'll look over the balcony. And then I'll go, what's up, sweetie? She goes,
That was the only, if I can pass along any wisdom to your family, then I'm glad it is that I taught a very charismatic, funny young little girl that there is nothing that can't be made funnier by just random mugging.
Yeah, man. Look,
All right, so here's the deal. Enough about this whole butt waxing metaphor.
Come on. Well, and it's not a metaphor. It's an allegory. It's a Papa Helia.
Did it not use like her ass?
It used like her ass. There is an ass in there, so it's more of a simile if you think about it.
All right, we're going to do a YouTube. What do you even call these goddamn things?
There's no word for it. We are going to.
How is there no word for it? How is it not a COA? CYOA.
A COACYOA?
CYOA.
Whoa. I know it's tax day, Brett, but calm down, please.
What the hell?
Did you file your COYA?
Let me see where was the one that got me started on this. Because somebody, Sam JCL.
Well, listen, Brian, it sounds like we have problems right now.
What are you talking about? COYO?
We can't figure out what's going on. And maybe there's a song out there that might talk about, you know, the problems that we have and the problems.
No, I see what you're saying. You're saying we're a little bit ahead of ourselves and we got to center ourselves.
Yeah. Well, every once in a while, listen, we've been known on this show to give you guys videos that you might want to use later in life. These aren't fun videos. These aren't hilarious videos. They're really like, we're like arms dealers.
They're important.
We're like arms dealers for trolls.
Yeah.
We just give you those videos.
We don't judge.
You do what you want,
bro. Hey, man, look, as long as you pay in U.S. currency or gold bullion, it's all good to us. I mean, it's like...
Why do you keep putting up Schwoodman Cave?
Because it happens to be on this, and I'm tired of this one.
T-T-F-O!
Although this one's making it back.
All right, well, here, listen. Let's explain while you know maybe the problems video will just pop itself in when it needs to, but it's coming. Just wait for it, folks. It's like the shark in Jaws. Eventually, it's going to show up, and boy, is it going to be amazing. But let's talk about what we're going to do tonight. There's a kind of YouTube videos that is kind of like, it's like a Russian nesting doll. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure, right? There's a video that plays, and then it links using YouTube's notation system to other videos, so you can kind of go on your own sort of journey. This was not unlike what happened with the dark room, right?
Yeah, well, and in fact, before we get to our fabulous hot problems video, which
it's coming, folks, wait for it.
Just get ready. This,
can you feel the bubbles that are just tickling your tush right now? That's
it's
the simmer.
It's well, you'd feel them better if your ass was waxed, is all I'm gonna say. But the important
you're
thing
is flying up that little tuckus.
It would tickle a little bit more. You wouldn't be running interference.
You
want to
tickle your tuckus? Huh? Tickle your tuckus on tax day. Here we go. Singing song. The tickle your tuckus on tax day song.
That's such a good Herman Cain impression, too. I think that's the most amazing part about it.
Hey, everybody. It's me, Herman Cain. I'll tickle your tuckus on tax day. Oh, look at me.
I got hot problems.
Hot problems. Listen, what are hot problems? I don't know. We're going to find out later in the show.
Okay, so here's the important thing, is that before we find out about hot problems, it's so hard for you to not just look at this all the time. We need to work on the NSFW adventure game, which Sam JCL put together this little game. All you have to do is type in NSFW show adventure game. Oops, that's not it at all. NSFW adventure game beginning.
Yeah.
And it says here, fill in the blanks.
Look, there's a very clear title for what these things are that we've been looking for.
Okay, but the important thing is you click on it, and he's made a game. Basically, it's like, remember what we said. Fill in the blank.
In freedom. I believe in what our founding fathers believed in. And I think you know what that means.
So the question is, you got to follow the clues, gumshoes. Wait, oh man, I didn't. So it
no,
plays that.
You weren't.
Sorry, you should have told me. Which of these was it? In America, civil liberties, the power of the better net, or nothing?
I think it's in America.
All right, so I'll click on that, and we'll see if we got it right as it plays. Wow. So we got it right.
Next time I see Tom Merritt, I'm literally just going to rub to the point where he finds it really uncomfortable. Like, he's going to laugh at first.
A child.
And then
instantaneously.
It just sparks fly off like you're making steel.
I'm the greatest human who ever lived.
All right, so the follow the clues, gumshoes. What have you, was it, you're going to rub pineapples? You're going to rub noses? You're going to rub beards? You're going to rub Pokemon? Brett, what say you?
I'm going with beards for the win.
All right, let's see. Beards is... Go. Wow. You got it right again. And so anyway, it keeps on going like this. We think this is a great idea.
This is brilliant.
And we want to make something equally interactive, right?
So, yeah, but we want to do maybe a little, we're going to bring you a little dinner theater to YouTube. Yes. We're going to make a little adventure here, and we're going to call this one Find the Tears.
This is good because I like dinner and I tolerate theater.
and you are an extraordinary connoisseur of crying.
So what we'll do, here's what we'll do, is we want to do a make your own NSFW show where we're going to cover all the contingencies and you guys will chop it up and nest them so that you can choose, you know, whether you want to toss a question, say something nice or something mean to Brett and something.
Well, yeah, it's all going to kind of, the goal of this game will be to find in which scenario Brett cries.
Breaks down and cries, right. Because it'll be in there.
You guys are going to help us write it. So anybody who is not watching this episode and watching us record every element is going to be able to go through it and find out which one Brett cries on. But you guys
are going
to
help us
write it.
Brett, don't have that long face. You look like you're about to cry. You got to save those tears.
What long face?
You got hot problems, bro. You got to be get ready because they're coming.
Word.
Hot problems are on the way.
We all got, I mean, who knows what temperature our problems are, but yours seem to be hot. What's up with that? On such a fine holiday like Tickle Your Tookus on Tax Day. No, Pry, we need to save it.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I wasn't ready, and I don't think everybody else was either.
Oh, my God.
Okay, now I'm ready. Pops.
No, keep it where it was.
All right. I'm just saying.
We'll see. Maybe we'll keep going. Yeah. All right. So it's got to start off with us beginning the interview. So for anybody else, this will just be like a regular interview. So right. we can maybe even not be doing the NSFW show. We could be doing a whole nother show.
So I'll tell you. So we'll start the first one. So I guess first
trail
of all,
tears too soon to use as a title.
Tears too soon.
Trail of tears.
Wow, I actually don't know my history well enough to know whether or not it's been too long. Like, was that like 30 days ago or?
Oh my god.
Like, I don't know if it's 19th century or not.
Yeah, no, that was that. That's what they call Kanye West not winning the Grammy last year.
All right, so let's do this.
We're taking this shtick like seriously, though, right? There's no.
It's an interactive interview, Brett. Listen, right. We're going to put you on the hot seat. You're about to have some hot problems.
All right.
Yes, it's called Hot Problems.
That's right.
And we have a theme song.
That's right. Okay, here we go.
Are you ready?
Yep.
Ryan, go ahead. Play. All right. Cue the music.
All right, here we go. Wait for it. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Hot Problems, NSFW's new segment, where we place our guest on the hot seat. And then we're going to ask him some serious questions here. And I'll tell you what, the first question.
Well, we have to introduce our guest. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Brett Rounseville, otherwise known as Internet's Amtrekker. Welcome back.
Hi, everyone. It is a pleasure to be here today.
All right, listen, it's time for the first question.
Okay.
All right, now that's
this
the point.
Is where, folks, you're going to take that first clip, and now you're going to have a couple options. I think that we need three options.
Yep, I agree. All right, now you ready?
Yeah, I'm only a little bit terrified and a lot confused.
No.
So I think we're in
all
good
right.
shape.
Ready.
Why'd you rape...
Oh, damn it. What's funny is you totally stole mine.
And you are both leading the witness.
All right. Seriously. Ready? All right. Here we go. Why'd you rape your grandmother?
I don't recall that ever happening.
Don't you patronize the NSFW audience. Why'd you do it?
Sir? Sir, I've done nothing of the kind.
So you don't even admit that it was wrong?
I don't admit that it happened.
All right, well, there's your edit point.
Right, there's one. All right. Okay, so now, all right, go on.
And, all right, so now right. I'll do mine.
Okay.
All right. When'd you stop raping your grandmother?
I promise you, there has never been a time of grandmother rape in my life.
Even early on, though?
Never on grandmother rape.
Never on.
But even like just a little bit. Like maybe you got a little, come home, had a few, whatever happens, happens.
There's no beep and grandmother in the same sentence. I'm sorry.
I mean, like, listen, we've all been there.
Really?
I'm just saying.
Oh, really? What it sounds like you just said was that you have raped your grandmother.
No. I've raped your grandmother.
Why would you do such a thing?
Okay. All right. All right, ready?
So there we go. All right, so we have two options so far.
Right. And now here's the third one. Did you ever meet any kids that liked the car Voltron as much as the lion Voltrons? I mean, even one?
I might have. I really liked the car Voltrons. Not as much as the lions. Not as much.
Shut up.
Is that just our edit point? Is that what that is? Like, every time we hit an edit point, we see, like,
look at me and tell me the truth. What do you do when people don't know what we go through? They see my blonde hair, blue eyes in class, but they don't know I have a really big face. Don't get me wrong, I know that I'm hot, but textbook perfection really takes a lot. Weird guys call my problems too. We're just like you, except we're hot. The world needs to open their eyes and realize we're not perfect. Sometimes we lie.
Chat
there
room
we go,
it.
Folks.
They love it.
Yeah,
listen, they think it's
the
great.
Why we call the show Hot Problems.
Yeah. No, it's great. Look, we paid a lot of money for these ladies to write our theme song. You have no idea what it took to get that wig off of Herman Cain once he took that promo photo.
Spent
with
a
it.
Lot of time going back and forth banging out that theme song, you know. And they're artists. They really are artists.
Well, they got problems just like you, Justin, except they're hot.
Like we all do. Yeah. I mean, really, well, we wrote that song. Me, Brian, and Brett, mostly me and Brian, to really just let everybody know you're not alone. Hot girls have problems too. Hot girls like me and Brian and Brett's girl.
And we wrote it from the heart. So here's
all right,
the important
so here
question.
We go. Yeah. We have three options at the beginning.
Right.
That's why'd you rape your grandmother?
Right. But we already know what it was.
Stop raping your grandmother.
Right.
And who liked the car Voltron as much as the lion? Did you ever know anybody who liked the lion Voltron more than the car Voltron?
Sure.
So now we have to do
we have to press forward on the interview. Now, I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Why don't we start this one with the same question, and we'll give Brett some different ways of responding.
Well, okay, but we have to go. We have to branch off what we've already done.
No, we don't. Like, we can come right back. This is a BioWare game.
Respond to some of those questions, and I don't necessarily want to be on video answering them in another fashion.
Well, that's just it. We'll ask a sensible question. We'll give you multiple ways of responding. So it's like a BioWare game. Like, no matter which of those three things they do, as soon as they see this Herman Cain, they know to go to you asking the next question. And then all three of them can choose the three different ways for Brett to respond to. Don't make me draw a chart, because I will.
Okay, fine. All right. So I ask another question.
Just ask one question and understand he can respond three different ways.
Okay.
What if I don't want to respond three different ways? I think that's the part that has me the most terrified.
All right.
That's
no, I'll ask you. Listen, I'll give you a real softball.
Right. Hold on. Wait. Let me get ready.
Got the look, I got the butt, but those things don't make me.
All right, go ahead.
Is she bugging?
Oh, God. All right. I'm trying to think of a really good question. Chat realm, help me out.
All right, here you go. Yeah, no, fire off the questions, chat realm.
Barely takes a lot. Weird guys call the phone, and girls call me names. Like Miley said, I can't be tamed.
Come on, ask a question. Go.
All right, here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah, and go.
What's going on?
Oh, you know, hotel. Go game tomorrow. Jenny's in the background there somewhere. Stuff.
Who's Jenny?
Jenny? This is Jenny.
Why?
Why is that Jenny?
Why?
Why?
Stop what? Evading the question.
Why? Why is what? Who?
You sicken me. I swear to God, I almost cursed on air because you just disgust me. God damn it, I want to poke your goddamn eyes out and use your skull as an ashtray. With dirty cigarettes they pick up out of the gutter.
Hot girls, we have problems too. We're just like you, except we're hot.
All right, I'm sorry. you want to take that a different direction? Maybe one that won't offend Justin so much? Go ahead. You get a second try. Go ahead, ask him again.
Well, no, he just answers my question, what's going on, right?
Yeah, but you...
No, I had to ask him another question?
No. Ask him the same question. Just feed him his line, okay. And he'll run with it. Go.
All right. What's going on?
All I know is if you ask me another stupid question like that, I'm going to crawl through the screen, rip your head off, and crap down your throat.
Whoa, China doll. Just me and you here? And her? Didn't notice I had her, did you?
All right. That's good. All right.
What's up, Black Herman Cain?
Wait, did you say Black Herman Cain?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. One more. Let's ring it out. All right. And go.
What's going on?
Not this anymore.
Real profession.
Takes a lot. Weird guys call my phone. Open their eyes.
I can't even look at him anymore. It's driving me nuts. They got hot problems, and that's the end of that.
All right, so one's a dead end, right?
Yeah, no, that means you lose. I mean, he didn't cry, unless maybe they want to put an Easter egg in there.
And so just... now, where do we go? Do we have a chart?
No. Look, everything's fine here, bro. He's got more options.
We just have to give him lots of coverage, right?
Yeah.
Someone else is going to make the chart.
All right, now we need to have... maybe just some random, maybe you can ask a question. Here, Brett asks us a question. We really should have mapped this out before we came up with this idea.
I thought I did, and then I kept getting told, just don't worry, it's BioWare. Like, that was a catch-all excuse.
What?
It's BioWare!
No. Yeah.
Don't worry about it. BioWare.
The reason I was...
BioWare's got problems, too. They're just like you.
No, what I was saying is...
Mass Effect 3.
You said, like we gotta consider all the different branches and sub-branches and all the different outcomes, and I'm just like... I was like, there ain't no chance we're going to keep track of all of that. Did you have a plan?
I was explaining what we needed to do next, and you're like, BioWare, baby! Let's just BioWare this.
BioWare...
That's fine. Listen, let's just... I think at this point, I trust...
We got to save this thing. We need some drama. All right, let's do this. Let's kick it to the chat room. What are three things you want to have happen at this moment to suddenly make the interview more interesting? Does BioWaring involve Brett dying?
I would hope not.
More of this. Pants. Brett to get Jenny naked. Wow.
Well, all right, here. Technically, so we still had, I could probably write this down. So we had, from the first thing, we had, why are you raping your grandmother? When did you stop raping your grandmother? And the Voltron one.
Yes.
All right?
Yes.
So from that, from, let's say, rape your grandmother.
can we stop saying that?
Those last three that we just did. So now we just need you to follow up with the question I asked, which is, when did you stop raping your grandmother?
Oh, okay. For the branches?
Yeah.
All right.
We're on track, baby.
I kind of like how open-ended Justin's second question was, because it can fit as a follow-up on any of the other questions.
Oh, maybe it should just be an automatic follow-up.
No, so, yeah, no. We've already asked him one question, and so I asked the second question. So now you ask in the branch version of that lineage. So now you just ask an open-ended question, like, what's going on?
All right. So what's going on?
You can't ask the same question.
I thought you wanted so that we could use his responses on that.
But that was the question the jury already asked.
Yeah.
All right. So you, a different open-ended question. All right. Here we go. See any good movies lately?
Yes. Actually, I just saw The Cabin in the Woods, and it was brilliant. That's going to be the weirdest follow-up to, when did you stop at?
I'm not going to go back to the girls. I'm going to go to the Rammstein cover band.
No, what?
What?
What? No.
What? Yes. These guys, the hot girls are out. These guys are in.
Dude, people are calling for hot problems.
Oh, dude. They actually are. This is so like the chat room. They're all like, I will physically kill you if you play hot problems again. I'm like, all right, we're not playing hot problems. What? No! Hot problems!
All right, so there we go. All right. So now, you've seen any good movies lately? So there we go. Now you have to ask that again.
All right. See any good movies lately?
Why would I waste my time on going to the theater?
You have no follow-up?
All right. See any good movies?
Guys, no. Seriously, I just thought of something that's absolutely amazing and the best news I've gotten since I moved to the Bay Area. Did you know that not only is there an Alamo Draft House going into San Francisco, but it's going to be four blocks from the Go Game headquarters?
What?
Yeah.
And now, do you know, is it a corporate-owned one, or is it one of the franchises? Oh,
no.
It's a real one.
Yes.
Because you can tell the difference between the corporate.
They already said, like, on the Draft House blog that they're going to run it in the exact same fashion as the flagship Ritz.
Dude, that's awesome. All right. See? That's second branch. Next branch. Now what?
All right. So the third branch was
Voltron.
The Voltron one.
Voltron.
All right.
Do you need to think? Do you need some thinking music?
No. Here we can rock and roll with this.
All right.
If you had a knife in your hand, where would you stab Hitler?
In the eyeball.
I don't like that he hesitated. I that made me uncomfortable.
Really?
What? That why? Yeah, that he would only stab in the eye.
Well, no, that he hesitated. He was like, there's a full like half second of like, do I really need to stab Hitler?
I kind of
no. It was, the hesitation was like, how many awesome places would there be to stab Hitler?
I didn't read it that way, bro. It felt very.
How else could
you know how I read it?
Hesitation?
Listen. And this
think
is what
of all the
I,
places
I really,
that you
I
could
thought,
stab Hitler.
Shut up.
How great an answer!
This is what I read it as. I read it as, why do I need to stab him when I can cut the birthday cake I just got? Happy birthday, Fuhrer!
That's it. Did kind of read that way. It's all right.
No, it's not all right.
Stop. Realize we're not perfect. Sometimes we lie.
All right, so now we're back to another question like that one.
Yeah. All right, are you ready?
Yeah, all right.
If you had a knife in your hand, where would you stab Martha Washington?
I would never stab Martha Washington and desecrate her corpse like that. That's horrible.
No, she's alive.
Oh, she's already dead. Wow.
She's back. She's alive.
That's kind of gross that you immediately went to the corpse stabbing.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
we resurrected
right, on Justin's
her.
Part, it's very weird that Justin went to corpse stabbing
he,
twice
no,
in a row.
He didn't. He no, was that saying. Was you. Yeah, that's.
That was you.
No, how was that me? You just said stab Martha Washington, and that's horrible on a number of levels.
Yeah,
not
no,
the
you
least
went to
you
went to
defi-
you
dead.
Definitely took it to Corpse Town. You boarded the bus with little tin cans tingling around and said, "We're
I
headed to Corpse Town."
I feel like he's running for mayor of Corpse Town.
Well, and it's like as
he's got flyers and he's got a bell. Like,
no, I definitely saw. Sort of thing. I saw Brett in a bus saying "Corpse Town bound," and there was cheerleaders, but they were all made up to look like corpses, which was gross too.
Yeah, yeah, and he's trying like he's doing polling data, and he's got a fast talking campaign manager, and he's like, "Hey, now I'll tell you what, we're gonna get you elected. See, I'll tell you what." And he's chain smoking, and he's like, "Well, you want to know what turns out Corpse Town? Raw meat." Rah! And I don't even know what that means, but Brett's nodding, and meanwhile he's drinking a Bloody Mary.
So riddle me this: in Corpse Town, is it populated mainly by corpses or by living people?
No, populated by these ladies.
Got the look. I got the butt.
That was one of my favorites, I think.
All right. So,
one more.
We just need one more. All right, here we go.
If you had a knife.
Go ahead. We're all focused.
Okay. If you had a knife, where would you stab Che Guevara if he was made of watermelons?
You disgust me.
Those things don't make me a boys call me stuck up. Girls say I'm conceited. On behalf of all hot girls, those comments aren't needed. Just cause I'm pretty, I have to be dumb. I don't care about wits, I just wanna have fun. People start rumors and say things about me. Funny thing is, I didn't go to that party. Hot girls, we have...
Oh, God. It's just... Oh,
That has to be fake. That has to be fake.
No way.
First of all, that's a nice lightsaber they're rocking right there. Second of all...
Well, and also, like, I'll guarantee you that's another one of those companies, like the Rebecca Black girl lady.
Old Bailey Productions did not create any of the audio or lyrics for this video. We produced the video as a favor for a younger sibling of one of our friends.
What?
Category education. This is what happens if you don't educate your daughters.
What's the number one comment?
Needs more cowbell. It seems like they need parents that can afford a studio. Oh, that's just mean. Hateful. Hateful meanness. These girls already have problems. They wrote a whole song about
it. We're just like you, except we're hot.
What?
All right, so there we go. We have
they think
three initial responses to the question, and then three follow-ups.
Yeah, no, look, I already made this chart. Here we go. This is if you see here, it says, "Why would you stop Voltron? You got knife in hand. Would you stab Hitler? Martha Washington, never. Che Guevara, and then you got Highball.
Oh, you never met Jay?
Jay's brother, who's always popular, and that's why Jay's so mad. He's
oh
like,
oh my god, dude, the life of the party.
Yes.
Che Guevara.
Jay Guevara.
Everybody, it's Jay."
Always a red Solo cup in one hand and a bottle of Jack in the other.
Yeah, and he's always rocking the polo shirts. He's got, like, dames on each hand because it's 1920.
He's in the pickup truck, and Che's like, you know, like, hey, bro, you want me to toss your bike in the back? Let's head there together.
trying to be nice, but knowing that he's like so cool, so much cooler than Che that nothing he can say will ever come out right. He's just like, bro, let's go to the party together. It'll be fun. Che's like, no, just go. Just go without me.
Dude, the silhouette of like Che Guevara is just.
You know what? He's actually he walks in with those girls from the Hot Problems, like he's their hot problem.
Well, I mean, they have problems too, including that they're both dating Che Guevara.
Yeah, but Jay's so much cooler. He's not uptight like Che.
Well, I mean, come on, Che's not even an option. He's just weird and moody, and
he really is. He's over there listening to Radiohead, complaining about the state.
He wouldn't be like that if you weren't the middle child, though.
Hey, you want to know what, Brian?
What?
You want to know what I'll never complain about?
Hmm. Donuts.
Netflix.
Jaybirds.
Netflix.
Hot chicks.
Netflix.
Ass waxing.
Netflix. This episode of NSFW is brought to you by Netflix. Netflix streams thousands of television episodes and movies directly to you. You might be saying, what's a television episode? Why are you yelling at me? Why are these voices streaming into my ears? I'm going to slice my ears off and bury them in a church parking lot. Don't do that. Go get Netflix. It saves you time, money, and hassle. Several easy ways to instantly access streaming movies and TV shows. What? TV shows? What are these things? Why do you keep talking to me about them? Well, I'll tell you. Episodic television shows are pieces of fictional content which is serialized on the television device. You can also get these in a reproduced format on Netflix. You pay a monthly subscription, very reasonable, fully reasonable, okay? And then you can stream them on your iPad, iPhone, your set-top boxes like your Apple TVs and your Rokus, a lot of televisions yourself. You ain't got to get nothing else. The party's already on your TV. Just scream at your television. Start the party. Start it.
Maybe we could spend less time in this ad read explaining what a television show is and more time explaining that Netflix has thousands of TV shows and movies available on your Netflix.
TV shows? What? Whoa. Hold on. I'm lost. Can we dial back? Can we rewind?
The point is, they've got lots of great TV programs and movies. And movies, and you can watch them on your Xbox.
Get the brakes.
You can watch
it in reverse.
You can
again.
You can watch them on your Xbox 360, Nintendo Wii, PS3, okay. Computer, yeah, iPhone, iPod, any kind of device. They want you to be able to get there. And you can get 30 days free if you head on over to netflix.com/twit. And in fact, why don't you watch Subject to Availability, the show I'm watching right now, Sons of Anarchy. It's a fantastic, it's a TV show.
Whoa! Ding dong! Confusion's arrived, and he's brought a package of I don't know what's happening.
And it's cash on delivery.
Netflix.com/twit.
Hold on, let me reach in my coin purse of what? Excuse me, sir, can you break a huh?
Confused man. All right.
Netflix.com/twit.
All right, so we got to wrap up this interview with a big stinger.
Yeah. Well, we called it Search for Tears, but I think that we've gotten.
I think we're a little off track of that.
No, I'll tell you what. Let's just get one of you just by yourself. Just start crying.
My dead dog loved Netflix.
And we're done. See?
There we go.
That was simple.
I feel like we need an alternate ending. Like they all end one way that's not crying. Like they all end with Brett going, hey, great interview, guys.
Yes. All right. So here. Well, this will be the wrap up that you automatically have to go into. Hey, Brett, thanks so much for your time, buddy. You got anything you want to promote before we head on out?
No, that was great, guys. Thanks for the fun.
Kink. Do you say kink?
You need a kink?
Kink. Kink. Like mild
that's
kink?
Sound, that's the sound my eye makes. When
I have a feeling I know which of the questions that's going to show up under.
Did you say clink?
It says kink. Kink. You know, my eye when it twinkles.
Kink. Is that like an Asian thing?
Racist yogurt?
What would racist yogurt be?
The world needs to open their eyes and realize we're not perfect. Sometimes we pop girls, we have problems too. We're just like you, except we're hot. Oh my god,
I'm so excited. This is the episode of NSFW that I've needed. Like, this is exactly what needed to happen in my life. I love this. This is so amazing.
Let me tell you what. Like, you realize we got on this thing. I think this is a Cheeto joint that got sent up. 12,000 views. I'm so excited. I'm going to tweet it out right now. I'm going to say on NSFW right now. Right now, we've just discovered.
Now, normally, Brian, you're on the other side of this. Like, normally, Friday. I gotta convince you to play videos like this.
Oh my god, yeah, but this is first of all, that's a great TiVo moment right there. It looks like Brett, can you make a face like you just dropped your trowel? Hold on, do it again. All right. That's enough.
Hot girls, they got problems too. Just the world needs to open their eyes and realize we're not perfect. Sometimes we lie. Look how confused she is in the back. She's like, what am I looking at? Is it the camera? Who's there?
Oh my god.
Does it smell like jerky or is it just me?
It's a
camera
jerky?
One or camera two? Camera one or camera two?
Oh, my God. Now, let me tell you, when we blow something like this up, are we doing a good thing or a bad thing?
Yes.
I know, right?
So, wait, you guys think that this is a stage? Brian, where are you at? Because Brett thinks this is a joke.
No.
I think it's absolutely
I think it's
real.
100% real.
No, I think I am 100% convinced that they think it's hilarious. They think it's funny.
Now, what makes you think that they're – because really the line here is, are they in on the joke or are they not?
I believe in my position because of the line about wit. Like, why would you bring wit into it unless you're being –
When do they mention wit?
I don't know. It's one of the BS things they say early on.
Do they say wits?
Yeah. They talk about, like, I don't want wit. I just want a party or something like that.
Wow.
No, they were talking about Whitney Houston, who they were on a first name basis.
They're very upset about the whole thing.
Yes. It's really sad that she died of cocaine, but it's so lame that we're really hot.
Justin, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Terrible.
And the logos
changes.
Yeah,
no, that's fine. Let's just not even. The audio listeners don't need to know nothing.
No, that's horrifying. All right. Well, you want to know what, guys? I mean, I guess. What else are we doing?
We should actually talk about two things, but first, we still have to talk about our other sponsor.
Yes.
Which we could take a break and do that. But I loaded up a ton of freaking awesome, dope videos that we were playing right before the show started. I don't know how much time we got to squeeze. How long have we been going? Nah,
not long.
I'll tell you. Let's talk to our other sponsor.
All right. So here's the deal. You folks might like to go and check out that Squarespace. Sorry. People are trying to call me from Australia.
Of course they are. Why wouldn't they?
I'm getting Australian calls, blowing up my nonsense.
You know how it is. You're trying to do a show on the internets, and then Australia keeps calling.
It's me, the internet's Justin Robert Young. You know how it is. You're about to do an ad read for Squarespace.com.
the number one web platform that makes sure you never go down in the face of the Mongol hordes of internet traffic that'll come flocking to your site when you put up the information that you've been waiting to deliver unto the world. When all of a sudden, you get some random hoes trying to call you from Australia, ruining your webcast. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Tell those birds, never mind, no nothing. Tell them, Black Herman Cain.
No, never mind, nothing.
Exactly.
Wait,
you can
get 10%
off your first purchase on new accounts when you go to squarespace.com if you use offer code NSFW4. That's all you need to know. Why? Well, because squarespace.com has an easy-to-use UI. And then they're calling you on Skype. Liv, you didn't answer the phone. Why would you call on Skype? That doesn't make any goddamn sense, does it?
Who is calling you from Australia?
Australian people. That's who. God damn it. You'd think that they'd learn down under. Why don't they go blow a wallaby real quick and take the 5 seconds so I can finish the freaking internet show?
So
anyway, hundreds of design templates to choose from, and you can customize any of the designs to fit your needs. They recently added 13 new template redesigns with 85 new style options and 2 brand new templates. Why are you texting me now? What's going on? How many times do I need to deny the communication before anybody picks up on this?
Oh, my God.
Including online resources and a special support team to give you the personal help 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, let's say you were a nosy so-and-so in Australia. Just go ahead on over. Squarespace.com is where you can get your website. 10% off your first purchase on new accounts. Go to squarespace.com and use offer code NSFW4. That rhymes with whore.
Now, why don't you get in the outback, you lady?
You lady. You nice should, young woman, you.
We should actually point out that this entire episode, number one, we're a little bit loopier than usual just because it's 2 hours later than usual. It's the 1 a.m.s on the East Coast because we got bumped for the NAB stuff.
Is it 1 a.m.? I think it's midnight.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, whatevs.
It is 1 a.m. in Newfoundland.
Yes, it's 1 a.m. in Newfoundland, which is very in the correct beyond the time all
Yo,
over the
what's
place.
What's up? Noofy's in the house. 1 a.m. party it up, guys.
What's up, Noofies? You got roofies? Yeah.
Hey, it's me. I'm Edward, the Noofy Roofier.
We'll have a great time, but you won't remember any of it.
Oh, great stuff goes on here in Eastern Canada.
Is Newfoundland the one?
Edward of Drug Town.
Yeah.
Is Newfoundland the one that's like a half hour ahead?
No, it's an hour.
Who's the half hour?
I don't know. Your mom, Brent's grandmother, Martha Washington, oh, Jay Guevara. I'll keep naming things.
By the way,
girls ain't got half hours.
Take a look at the other fine works from Old Bailey's Productions. They got Above the Influence PSA. These are all student educational videos. And
you think that makes it more or less likely to be a
and
fake?
This
and why
this
can't you see you all are just like me, we make mistakes and get in trouble, now you know our hot girls struggle, hot girls we have problems too.
Oh my god, it's internet awesomeness. It's so awesome.
Is there any like wink at the end? Like
I mean here we
go. We're just like you,
hey, we're just hot.
Oh no, Brian.
What?
Tamara in the chat room. Hot Problems by Penny Brushwood, copyright 2022.
Oh god. Break my heart. This is
if Penny, if let's say you 2022, Hot Problems 2, because she's really influenced by this video and she wants to do her own homage to it with her and a friend of hers.
Oh, my
What's
God.
What's your first reaction?
Just stop your talking face. It's like, as far as the internet
Dad,
is concerned.
Dad, I want you to see my video.
It's like, as far as the internet is concerned.
Hot Problems 2.
Oh, my It's like the internet is going
like to...
Don't even make that face. It's like she's going to be in 3 years. All of a sudden, you will just never hear another word about Penelope Brushwood. She just will cease to exist.
I want to know whether you like it because I worked really hard on it.
God.
It's called Hot Problems 2, but it's spelled T-O-O, but it also means 2, like the number.
Oh, my God.
Penny is really good with puns. I could totally see that.
No. Dad, why don't
explain
you watch
why
my
it's
video?
Funny? Oh, my God.
I can sing it. Hot goes, we got problems as well. That's like two, because it's like the first song.
Wait, I just lost your video, Brett. Can you send that over again?
Really?
Yeah.
I appear to still be sending it.
Not so much.
No?
Oh, there you go. Now you got it. Yeah, man. Look, that's the problem is
Dad? What's going on, Dad?
Well, she, oh, God, she's going to turn into just going to be so many girls. Oh.
This is way fun to watch.
I can't even handle.
I can't even play along with the bit.
I can't. I can't. I short circuit.
Let me describe this for the audio listeners.
All of a sudden, I want to punch all of you for laughing at this video that I've been playing. I'm like, these are somebody's daughters, sir.
Oh. Let me describe for the audio listeners. As soon as Penny got brought into it, Brian started rubbing his face to the point for which if he were made of chocolate, he wouldn't have a face. He would have just rubbed the entirety of his face away.
Pretty Jumbles in the chat room says, from pink to red to dad anger. Oh. I swear to God, I'll punch.
Thinking about calling it Hot Air Problems. Do you think I made the right decision title wise?
I swear, I will kick in the nuts anyone who sends me a photoshopped of the cover art. I swear to God,
you just invited it.
Don't you dare! I will.
Whatever you do,
show up at their door for a kick in the nuts.
I swear.
Right. Brian,
we are not friends.
You don't at reply Brian with Photoshop.
We are not. We are not friends. If you want to get blocked, then that's it. Oh my God, man, that's stop you assholes.
One on the left can tell me. I shouldn't say it, but I shouldn't say it.
Say
the one on the left kind of looks... No, I shouldn't
like,
say it.
Like who? Like who?
I don't want to say it.
Go ahead.
I just, like, kind of like... No.
Like, no. Well, just say it because you'll feel better.
I mean, I don't know if I'll make other people feel better, though.
But you're amongst friends.
Yeah. Well, I just mean, like, compared to the girl on the right, the girl on the left looks a lot like... I can't say it.
At this point, Fred, you need to.
Look, if her name rhymed with any Ushwood, I...
I'm sorry. We lost Brett.
Well,
wow, that is...
Listen, folks, it's an imperfect technical world.
That was...
We're using a free resource in Skype.
That is unfortunate.
We can only go with what we're given.
Oh, man, I'm trying to get him back on the line. That sucked. That sucked. Time Warner must have hiccup just then.
Yeah,
hate it when that happens.
I'm sorry, you were about to say something. Why don't you go ahead and just tell us what you were about to say?
I can't even remember what I was going to say now.
Oh, Brett, go ahead. Come on, you were in the middle of something. I think people really want to hear it.
Does anyone remember what we were talking about?
I'm saying
like
that if this reminded you of any, hear anything else because you cut out.
What were we talking about though? We were talking about some video. Is that video somewhere?
The hot girls' problems. Yeah.
That's right. The girl on the left looks a little bit like what's her name? What's her name? What's her name?
You better think of a name.
Rhymes with dime? No, sounds like nickel.
Oh my God. All right, that's there. Let me see if I can get him back on the line.
All right, so here we go. That about wraps it up for this, my favorite episode of NSFW Show.
I'm telling you, once we get the full I'll tell you what, if they're and this is what Chat Realm's gonna do, they're gonna be like, option one, option two, and option four will be like, start talking about Brian's daughter. And so you'll be able to click on it. It'll go straight to this graph.
Why don't you pick the fourth option, Dad?
Damn it. Doesn't she look like
Dad, why don't you like my video?
We're just like you, except we're hot.
Why can't we be talking about these awesome punk kids instead?
Oh, what's up with these kids? I expected so much more.
Oh, the one in the back, in the middle? She looks like...
She looks like what?
The girl in the back, in the middle. She looks kind of like, who am I thinking of? Oh, that girl in the Hot Problems video that also looks like Penny.
Damn it. Damn it. It was too fast.
Brian, you got anything to plug?
No, I don't. What I gotta do is plug therapy. Donate to my family's therapy, is what I'm saying.
Well, I do want to remind everybody that the Weird Things podcast is now weekly and regular. We're actually sticking to it.
We're totally regular. We metamuciled up, and now we're 100% on time every time.
Absolutely. So everybody go check that out. And it's going to be pretty fun. Also, the Andrew Mayne Stories podcast. Me and Andrew Mayne are doing a new podcast. He writes short stories. I read them. We have a new one going up this Friday called Long Live the King. I really enjoy it. So go check that out. Subscribe on iTunes. And I'll be on Twit this weekend. So check me out there. Sunday on Twit.
And we'll know he'll start off with a hard-hitting question, the same hard-hitting questions he gave Brett Rounceville. He'll fling in the face of the other twits.
Absolutely. So, guys, check that out. Brett, you got anything you want to talk about?
Yes. Tell the world about LukeRyanInsurance.com, especially if you happen to have any friends who, I don't know, own comic book publishing companies. That would be very helpful.
Or hey, why don't you hit up the fine folks over at who do that Comic Book Men show.
Comic Book Men show? I don't know what you're talking about. Comic Book Men.
It's on AMC.
That thing.
Brian Walt.
No, hit up everyone. Please, guys, tell everyone about LukeRyanInsurance.com. And the other exciting thing, it's in comic book stores around the Bay Area right now, so you should totally go to places like Fantastic Comics and Isotope Comics and make me look awesome by buying all of the issues they have.
And just roll in and be like, excuse me, sir, I'd like to buy a copy of Red Roundsville. You
come in with a monocle one time, another time with a big handlebar mustache, like, be like, well, golly, Tex, I was looking to see if you had The Provider by Brett Rounceville. That's right, Brett Rounceville.
Hey, bro, it's me, Jay Guevara. I wanted to go buy a copy of the new Brett Rounceville comic, The Provider. Hey, man.
And I'm walking out. I'm like, I'm sorry, sweetheart. Way to go. She's like, Dad, I want to get The Provider. You never let me get The Provider. You always say they don't have it here. God, I have so many problems.
Excuse me, good sir, but I would love a fantastic issue of The Provider if you happen to have it.
Hey, look at me. It's Tickle You Took Us on Text Time, guy. I would like to go get a copy of The Provider by Brett Rounceville, maybe. You know, you X your butt, you get a little provider. You Tickle You Took Us. It's tax day. Why not?
LukeRyanInsurance.com. The end.
Oh, my God.
Hey, mister.
Hey,
you want to get a copy of The Provider? I'll provide something for you. In your tuck.
Okay, all right. Oh, man. I thought I would come in at the chorus so I could play Be Family Man and we could go out with that. God, that was a great video back in the day. All right, look, I guess we'll go and wrap things up for this episode of NSFW. You guys are amazing. Thank you for everyone who stayed up all the way to 4:30 in the morning. Worldwide.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait. This just in. We gotta bloop, bloop, bloop do
Welcome
this.
Welcome to your Movie Draft Minute for the week of April 16th, 2012. I'm your host, Roberto Villegas. We got three more movies, two more people on the board. Here comes week four. Tom Aaron and Sarah Lane are still tied for fifth place, still desperately waiting for their film to get released. Brian Brushwood enters the race in fourth place with Lockout bringing in a measly $6.2 million.
6.2 on the board!
Flies into third place with Cabin in the Woods bringing in $14.8 million. Justin Robert Young kicks it in second place with Wrath bringing in $6.9 million, bringing his total to $71.2 million. And still in first place with Hunger Games bringing in $21.5 million, bringing his total to $354.1 million. It's Scott Johnson. And that's all she wrote for week four. And ladies and gentlemen, that is your Movie Draft Minute for the week of April 16th, 2012.
$350 million is freaking insane.
Yeah, he also had Three Stooges.
Yeah, we're screwed.
It's time to go, and I'm so depressed.
Sorry,
and
Ashley.
Spend the rest of the week in bed.
She just texted saying that it's not Tuesday in Australia. Just FYI. It's already Wednesday over there.
The show is through, and it breaks my heart because I just can't bear to be apart from Brian and Justin.
Oh, yeah, that Cosby intro video? That's Cosby Intervention, and it's hilarious. Less than 1,000 blips on it. Chicago Bacon is who you gotta rock for that.
Without Brian Brushwood, oh, I'd rather be dipped in honey and fed to a big ant pile than do without Justin Robert Young for even a little while.
Oh, shucks!
O-N-S-F-W, I love you.
Hey everybody, it's me, Black Herman King. It's tax day. You know what that means.
It makes me so happy that he's called Black Herman King and that he has this weird quasi-Jewish accent.
And my hair. Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's me, Black Herman King.
Oh, that was awesome.
Well, I guess that brings us to the end of another episode of NSFW show.
I'm going to get my hassles taken care of.
I'm going to have to go because I got to get ready because I'm leaving in the morning to go to the Bay Area.
I'm going to stay with Brett. To be on Twit.
I'm going to be on Twit.
Yeah.